Hello and welcome. It's Monday, and it's Motivational Monday by Jim and Lucy. And today's special guest, we're going to help you make this week special. Well, not just this week, starting from this week. The change is right here. We talk about thriving and how to be an author of your own story. And today's guest is Rand Selig. Hello, Rand.
Hi, Jim and Lucy. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Well, we're so happy to have you here. We had a chance to speak to Rand off the microphone earlier, and he has a boatload of ideas that I guarantee you, you will like.
Absolutely. Well, Rand, so tell our listeners where to start from. Today is Monday. Well, we all think like Monday, let's go get going. We're all actually, most of us not happy about Monday still, especially when you need to go to the office to the job that you don't like, but still. There is a change somewhere. So where do we start?
Well, I would say, Lucy, just right there. If you're going in and you're dreading Monday, you don't like your boss, you don't like the work you're doing, you don't like the company or what it stands for, I would say that's a wake-up call. This is your life. The seconds, the minutes, the hours are ticking by. So if it's the boss, I would say, see if you can manage up, tell the boss what you like about your work, the work you're doing, and what you like about the boss, but, you know, things that are really not working for you, and see if either A, the boss can change something about what he's doing that would work for you, or ask if there's another position in the company that would be more in alignment with what you're talking about. So that's the boss part. If the company's not the right company, it's doing stuff you just detest. You can't tell your friends. You can't tell the people in your family what you're doing. You're feeling bad about it. You're embarrassed or whatever. Then you should change. You should change. You should not stay in that company. You know, yes. we vote all the time. We don't just vote on election days. We vote with how we spend our money, and we vote with how we spend our time. So I would say those are big Monday, hello, it's your life. Welcome to it.
Well said. I mean, you don't have to dread every Monday morning and be depressed. You can do something that you're excited to get up on. That's really wonderful. I had a cup of coffee instead of just having a cup of coffee. I had two cookies with it. That got me going.
Well, there we go. A little sugar.
You thought it was only one. I'm sorry.
Busted.
I said too much. Okay, I'm sorry.
And I would also say, you know, your terrific podcast is Miracle Mondays. So in the same way, this could be a miracle where you finally open your eyes and say, okay, I'm making a change along the lines that we were just talking about. That could be a miracle. This could be a fantastic gift.
Well, you're right. I read once recently about some people during COVID that lost their jobs, and some of them actually pivoted and created jobs they never even imagined. And they're talking about how happier they are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Happier. And my guess, maybe more effective too.
Yes.
Because there's a big connection between being productive and being happy. You know, I don't think you can do your best job if you're unhappy, even right. If you've got all the skill and the talent and the experience. No. I think you've got to, you know, show up with that smile and creativity will abound. You look around the corner and come up with an idea that nobody else has because you're enjoying yourself and you feel connected with what you're doing.
I agree.
That is so, so important. Well, Rand, I have a question. When
Please.
We all get stuck in those routines, when we run from one errand to another, and then there is a job, and then there are kids, and then there's this and that, it's hard to see that big picture. And then we talk about become the author of our life. How do we do that?
Lucy, you've hit on something enormous, the seeing the big picture. So, you know, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of noise and a lot of folks are very, very busy. And so what do you do about that? Well, I think you have to unplug periodically. My big advice is do that weekly. Take a day off every week. And you can pick which day it is, depending. It might be the weekend. It might be a Saturday. It might be a Sunday. Could connect with some religious element or not. But the thing is to kind of get a little bit of quiet. Get a little bit, maybe go take a walk, go out into nature. Just kind of be with yourself to slow things down, to listen to yourself. Then your broader perspective has more of a chance, maybe a good chance of showing up. And you say, you know, I've been running around, you know, with like a chopped off tail or whatever the expression is. And, you know, boy, that's, I want to spend more time with X or Y. You know, I'm working so hard that I'm not spending very much time with the super gift to my family, which is undivided attention. I'm not doing that. So you just make some commitments to yourself when you have that moment of solitude. And we also live in a very extroverted world. So when you're extroverted, it's all, you know, broadcasting out, lots of energy out. But when you do the solitude business I'm talking about, do it regularly, then that's an internal thing. That's more of an introverted thing. I do a lot of that. I'm actually, technically, I test as an introvert, shocks people because I'm very social. And they're not the same thing. You know, a lot of people think that if you're introverted, then you're going to be shy. It's not actually an accurate definition. Introversion and extroversion have to do with what do you need to do to recharge? Mm-hmm. And introverts need to be alone, whereas extroverts just need to have more of it. Big spoon, more social stuff. So what I'm saying is put on that hat once a week, be the introvert, go out in nature, you know, spend some time with yourself. And it helps me, and I think it might be a really nice device for other folks, to jot down some notes. What's going on? I am a relentless note taker, and I actually also plan. I do a lot of planning. It's one of my great things that's paid so many dividends. I plan, I come up with a list of things for the year, things I want to do. I have it on a list. Then I convert that to a monthly list. Then I have a weekly list, I have a daily list. And you know what happens is things don't get forgotten. I can always look back and say, you know, this is the time when I look at the annual thing to make this happen in the month of April. I'm going to do that now.
I like that. I like it.
That's great advice. Oh, but what will be your advice to our listeners, those who will now say, okay, it's Monday, I need to run and do this and that. And when I'm in survival mode and you talk about thriving, where is that button?
Well, this is all very personal stuff, isn't it? I mean, every person is a little bit different. But I think just being aware, self-aware, understanding who you are, what's important to you, where your energy is. Did you sleep well last night? If you didn't sleep well last night, well, then today's going to be a little bit harder than if you did sleep well. So you got to, you know, give yourself a break. If you're routinely not sleeping well, you need to attend to that. You know, this is one of the big things going on in our society. People are working so hard and they're not sleeping well. And so, you know, they're just spinning. You know, whatever percent of their time is unproductive because they can't focus. They need more than the two cookies and a cup of coffee. And right. And so pay attention to yourself, pay attention to what's important to you. And of course, this carries over from this time, this day off that you took, carry it into the week. You know, look at your notes. What's going on? You know, who is that person that's showing up today and this week? Is it that person you want to be? Look in the mirror, ask yourself.
That's really good. You know, Lucy and I go for a walk with our dog, Sophie. She doesn't like being called a dog. I'm sorry. But we go out for a walk every day. And when we go out, we speak to almost everybody we see. And we stop at the stoplight and we're passing and we'll say something. talk about them. My point being is this, is that we do it, we walk away with a smile because we realize that the world is not as bad as people say it is, and we're not as bad as we may think we are.
So nicely said, Jim. I really like that. For Valentine's Day, I posted on LinkedIn. And I said, people for Valentine's Day think of in our society that it's about flowers and chocolate, and it's a very romantic thing. And if you have that, I said, I'm happy for you. But remember, realize there are a lot of people who don't have that kind of relationship, and it's a very lonely, very sad day. They feel not very good. So think about a broader way of holding this, which is to have love as a way of being, which is doing exactly what you're talking about, Jim. You're saying hello to people. You're being kind. You're listening. You're asking questions. You're being respectful. You're asking people their name. If you come across them more than once, for sure, ask, you know, who are you? Even if they're serving you something or cleaning up something, you know, they deserve appreciation. They have a story. They're a person. They have a story. They'd like to tell it. They'd like to be seen. So I have every one of my LinkedIn things has a quote. And this one was from Mother Teresa. And it says, the smile is the beginning of love.
Yes.
And boy, do I notice that? Do I see that? And all I need to do is step outside and into nature. And I feel it. My face changes. I know I'm smiling. And when I meet somebody new, I'm very conscious about putting that smile on. Not in a fake, inauthentic way, but because I'm interested in saying hello to them and maybe having a little short conversation, maybe a longer conversation, depending. Makes the world so fun. It's fun. And it makes a better world. Makes a better world. The world we want.
Indeed.
So each and one of us can contribute not just to our own lives become better and start thriving, but to others as well.
Oh, thank you, Lucy. Absolutely. You know, this isn't all about us and being self-centered. This is about us in context, in the world in which we live in, with other people, doing things that we think are worthwhile, whether it's at the job or in our relationships, or maybe serving in some other way, volunteering or contributing financially, or, you know, lots of ways. Boy, that makes life, you know, you feel bigger. You feel, you know, your heart's growing and the smile shows up for sure. And you don't have to worry about the dentist and what he says about your smile.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm so glad we have you on today, Rand.
Thank you very much for joining. Thank you for sharing and for inspiring us and our listeners for this great week and a great change that starts right now.
Well, thank you. You know, your podcast is really all about inspiring. So when you invited me on, I said, boy, I can't wait. This is going to be so much fun. And I hope the listeners have a lot of takeaways. And I hope they'll enjoy my book, Thriving, as well, because my book is chock-a-block full of the kinds of things we're talking about.
Yes. And for our listeners, every person that orders 3 of Rand's books, he will eat a worm live.
And smile.
That's right. Smile.
And Jim will make sure of that.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much, Rand.
This is Motivational Monday by Jim and Lucy.
Follow our podcast
and check out our website, jimandlucywoods.com.